This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome to Joy Studios Brothers 3.
Hello!
How you going, guys?
We're good.
Really good.
Welcome down to Melbourne, first of all. Now, let's go around the room and just introduce yourselves and tell us something, a unique fact about you.
My name's Tazen, and I like sleeping.
Start with your dog.
It's not unique. My name is McKeerum, and
that is his personalized crown.
And I'm the only one in the band with a quiff. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, a bit of a quiff.
Yeah.
Right. Hi, I am Shardin, and I am the best looking in the band.
Says who?
Me.
Oh. You guys were all born in December. You all had birthdays.
Yes.
Late last year. Who turned 18?
Me, Mac. I did.
The Mac attack.
But it's really funny, he can't experience being an adult. He can't drink alcohol because he's allergic to it.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, so...
When did you discover that?
Well, I discovered it when...
When you were 18, of course.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So, I mean, when I was researching you guys have been doing music forever. Because you come from a music family. Your mum is a singer and actress, and she was in Sons and Daughters.
She was also in Simonshausen's Wonderworld.
In the 80s, right?
Yeah, when...
Way back then.
Yeah, when she was 73, I'm joking. she was in Simonshausen's Wonderworld, Saturday?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think some of those shows, and she...
Ostrich.
She was a journalist in those kind of shows, so... We also did some TV work as well, and that's also why we did that, because Mum did it.
Yeah. Because you guys grew up on a farm.
Yep.
And there was no running water, no electricity, no TV.
Yes.
So what is there to do but just music, right?
It was literally just music and work. I remember we used to have to go and, like, dig out weeds with, like, a mattock, and we get paid, like, 20 cents a thing.
But we were kids, we didn't understand money.
I know, we got so ripped off, like... Physical child labor, and we got paid like 20 cents.
Actually, I remember we were doing the labor and we earned about $70 each, and Mum ended up paying us $20 each anyway.
Well, she bought us Red Rooster on the way home.
Oh,
yeah.
Sweet Mum.
Yeah.
Now, so when did you start getting into music? When did you start picking up the guitars and songwriting and the kind of stuff?
Mum and Dad used to tour around Australia with their, like, they did a variety act.
They forced us into it.
Well, they were never forced.
A family
us.
Band? You were a family band?
No, yeah. We were never a family band. But no, we did want to be like that. We did want to try. We did want to be on stage with them. So, we started very young, and I think we picked up the guitars when I was about. I think I was in year four at that time, and I didn't want to play guitar because I wanted to be on the playground playing handball. And then, then when I hit year seven, I started getting into guitar.
And your first gig was for your mum, Tazen, wasn't it?
Yeah, happy birthday. Her 50th birthday present was us with a guitar singing happy birthday because
and
we were
also,
too poor.
Yeah. And also a debt of a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that worked out pretty well. And you guys just keep this going.
Well, it was like, if we made her happy with the band, then she would buy us new guitars. Knew everything.
And you can make other people happy with your music.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. Hasn't
exactly.
So, remember every year we needed something a bit better, like an upgrade?
Yeah. Yeah.
So even before X Factor, you guys had like six albums out.
Yeah.
The dark days.
Yeah.
You guys, since like 2009, six albums, we were just pumping them out.
Yeah,
year.
We were recording every single year, and I remember that first album we sounded like...
Chipmunks?
Yeah.
Literally Chipmunks, yeah. It was 10, 11, 12.
I saw a clip this morning, I was going through your old YouTube clips.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
One for, Australia?
Australia? Oh, that's the third album. Go back to number one, and we are even...
I didn't go back far enough.
Oh, yeah.
Apart from music, you guys are into acting as well. You're all into acting, musical theatre. You've done... Who's done Home and Away here?
All of us.
I was the one who did, like, a featured role.
Oh, right. So what did you play?
I died.
I played a guy called Jamie. and I can't remember his last name. but he was the main character's son, and he never got seen again on the show.
Oh, so you made the...
I was one show.
He killed a character.
Yeah.
I died from jellyfish stings.
So you also did The Boy from Mars with Hugh Jackman.
Right? Yes, I did.
What was he like?
He was really nice. Mac has a claim to fame with Hugh Jackman.
I do, yeah.
What story here?
So,
story tell us the goss.
All right, so Hugh Jackman. It's going to sound really bad because it always does every time I tell this story. But he was eating like a banana. And I was young and I didn't know who he was. I didn't know anything about him. I just wanted food and I asked him for it and he broke it in half and gave me half of it. So I shared a banana with Hugh Jackman.
Right. You should put that on your Wikipedia.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what it looks like in black and white.
So, I mean, with acting and I guess with this business, you need to be quite diverse.
Yeah.
And it's not just about music anymore. It's about the brand, I guess. So having done acting and singing and musical theatre, is that where you want to sort of see yourselves as bit of a mixed bag?
We'll see. In our live shows, we actually, like... trying to do all ranges of songs, like for a lot of genres, and we also we actually Shadden and I dance, like tap dance, because we, you know, like Tap Dogs.
Yeah.
We were taught by one of the original Tap Dogs, and so yeah, we tap in the show sometimes, depending on where we are.
And on X Factor, Tyson, you were doing some moves. And quite a few times.
Ballet.
The ballet thing happening.
Oh, yeah.
Are we talking about the ballet?
Are we talking about the ballet or the actual,
the
like...
the ballet tunes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was... I did classical ballet when I was younger, when I was fit.
Remember when he didn't have a gut.
Yeah, when I didn't have a gut.
And someone does the flips in the gym. Who was that? You.
Yeah.
So you're acting...
I can side, Sammy.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are full of stories. Hell yeah. Guys, let's stay around because there's some more to talk about. I'll call it X Factor.
Yeah.
More of the guys from Brothers 3 next on Joy. At the end of the day, some you win, some you don't. So I'm glad that I'm here with some friends that I know. Always having the smiles if you're not alone. Singing la la la, kiss it up.
Guys, it's Shardon,
Taser,
and McKeerum,
and we are
Brothers 3, hanging out with Leo on the Friday morning show on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 in the studio this morning with Brothers 3. Welcome to Joy Studios, guys. Now, you guys from X Factor 2 years ago, 2014.
Yes.
Your, I guess your mentor was Danny Minogue. I guess with people auditioning for X Factor, I guess the number one thing I always hear about, I've spoken to... I love X Factor people. And the one thing is exposure. It gives you exposure on a national scale.
Yeah.
So is that, I guess, the major reason why you auditioned for
X Factor? We never went on it to win it. I can say that from the word go.
Well, yeah, I feel like one of the main reasons was because it was a stage. It was a big stage.
Yeah.
And it let us share what we were and who we were with Australia. And it just let us get, just be able to perform and be able to perform in front of 4 international judges as well. Like, that in itself is an honor, and you don't get that a lot.
Mm. And I mean, it's always, like, we always had our goals. Like, we the first one we wanted to get past auditions, that was our goal. Next round, we wanted to get past boot camp, that was our goal. And we kind of did all that.
You set goals along the way.
Yeah. Mm.
So, we did make all our goals, actually.
Except for home visits.
Oh, well, we got
kicked out. But...
And then we got brought back in as the wild card. Which
because Danny didn't say yes to you guys at the start.
Yeah, we never let her forget it either.
Stupid.
Don't worry, we never let her forget it.
I've met Danny a few times, and I remember seeing that episode. I thought, what are you doing?
I actually
think she played it strategically.
She probably did, because I feel like... we were when we were knocked out, I feel like she played it in the way that she hoped that we'd get brought back in as the wild card, so that she'd have those four acts.
Mm.
And I think that was a very strategic thing. Like, you have to remember that the judges are in it to win it. So she's actually probably she's very smart, and she knows what she's doing. So
the performances on the show were fantastic. You guys rocked it out. A few highlights for me. Hey, brother.
Avicii. Oh, yeah. That's on the new album, actually.
That was great.
Thank you.
I love how you guys sort of, you know, you're a country sort of pop band, I guess. But also, you're not afraid to sort of mix things up and try different genres.
No, we love that song. And it's like I said, it is actually going to be on the new album coming out. It's exciting. So we were really happy when Danny gave us that song, because we were like, we can do this. It's a challenge.
And the Proclaimers.
That was a bit of a cringe one. We were like, oh, really? How are we going to do this?
With that, and riding with the hat on and Irish thing happening.
We were like, we can either do this two ways. We can either go over the top.
Serious. Or, we could be serious or just make it cheese.
The
top.
Yeah, cheese. And we went with the cheese factor. Yeah, and it worked, I think.
Yeah. And One Direction, you guys done Best Song Ever. With a bit of a dance.
Yeah,
it was weird.
That was a weird performance. It was hard because like we would never.
Because I was watching it, there was like you were going around the stages and the audience came on stage with you, and there was this dance with that dancing.
Yeah, it was like
flash, a boy band,
a flash mob. we were.
That was
our
Backstreet Boy moment.
We weren't very comfortable.
But where were the moves? Like, sort of.
They just kind of.
We didn't get to do like a. Oh, we did the stand-up from the stools. Remember that?
Right,
we did,
yes.
The boy band
we
stand.
Did
so
that.
You're sitting down,
and then stood up
then
as
the
a boy
big
band.
Notes, you stand up, and you just walk forward.
That's
and then,
it.
Yeah.
That's the line.
Of course, Melissa won the show. Dean Ray came second. Interviewed them both.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it doesn't matter who wins on these shows.
No, not at all.
Exposure, and you guys are signed to Warner Music now, which is great.
Yeah, that was a...
They're awesome.
It's amazing. It's an honour to be signed to them, really.
I should also say that after X Factor, you guys released The Lucky Ones, which is your winner's single.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And that was produced by the DNA team.
Oh, yeah, DNA.
David and Anthony are great guys, really good producers.
Yeah. They are just... the thing is, they're...
Their job is to make hits, and they do it.
Look at the songwriting skills, and they just churn out hit after hit after hit. And just being able to be in that environment and record that song with them was just an amazing feeling, because you know that you were the best. You know, that was such good guys. It's always now or never. These days will last forever. We can feel it in our hearts. Through it all we made it. Never separated. We know brothers never part. We are Brothers 3. You're listening to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
Brothers 3 are live in the Joy Studios.
Hello.
We just heard the new track, guys. It's called Brothers Never Part.
Yes.
And the video is online and shot in your farm, at your farm.
It is, yeah.
Gorgeous video.
Ah, well.
I've never been to Mudgee, but you know what? I wouldn't mind going now.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a really nice place. Mind you, the video is shot on the best parts of the farm. Keep out of the whole compostery or the composting toilet.
Oh, yeah, we kept out of the toilet.
So now you're sort of, I guess, you're pop stars now. Have you fixed the fire? You've got electricity? You've got
nope.
Toilet?
Nope. It's still a hillbilly house.
Still hillbilly.
What? There's tanks.
It's our getaway.
Oh my god.
Like with all the music and stuff, you need a getaway. Mum wants us to have
still live there?
As much as we can.
We've got a place in Sydney and in
because of the label, so they're based in Sydney.
Well, it's just everything you need. We need that. We need phone reception in order to be with a record label and be able to do gigs and things.
Speaking of labels, Warner Music, of course, home to Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
We met Ed twice.
On
X Factor in 2014 and last year as well.
Yeah, we met him there on his concert in Sydney.
What did you ask him?
Did you ask him for advice? I'm a massive fan of Ed's. Like, I idolize Ed.
And he didn't want to seem like the guy who's like, oh, my God, Ed.
I didn't want to be a fan.
Who was fangirling the most?
Me, definitely.
But you did actually fangirl.
I kind of thought that Mac was going to be the awkward one to ask him, just come back and collaborate a song with us,
please, Ed. Do you want to write a song with me, Ed? Please. Please and thank
you.
That'd
be ultimate, because he loves collaborating with other artists.
Yeah, but he's a little bit famous, so...
it's fine. but on your socials, you guys have been pretty busy over Christmas, doing a few carols and visiting high schools and radio stations and stuff, and which is the old-fashioned way, which I love that.
Yeah, it is. It really is the old-fashioned way of doing things, because not a lot of people actually go to the stations and meet the staff and things, and we just love doing it, because you get to put, like, a face to a name, you know what I mean? And it's just amazing. Like, we,
I feel like that's another good thing about, like, the label we're with, because they actually fund it, obviously. So, well, like, getting us out there.
They care about the arts.
And it's like, we've always been, like, the people. We want to be out talking to everyone. We don't want to have a relationship over the phone, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I guess the investment's long-term as well. It's not just a short-term thing. It's,
Well, I mean...
Building those foundations.
It makes things personal, and that's what we love to do. You know, we love to make things personal and be able to perform for the staff. It makes it like an intimate performance. You get to show them what you're all about and you know, get to know people.
Let's talk inspirations.
Yes.
Ed Sheeran. Inspirations. Ed Sheeran, of course.
Taylor Swift.
Did you meet Taylor? Swift.
Yeah, we met Taylor.
That's like last year?
Yes.
When she was here?
No.
We met her.
X-Factor.
X-Factor.
You did meet her. Because you were quite a big fan, Taysen, is that right?
Yeah. That's a very...
And did you get a hug and stuff?
I got a kiss on the cheek.
Oh, my God.
I should have, like... When she kissed me, I should have gone like that.
He should have done the whole
sneaky thing. Yeah. Done the whole sneaky thing, but didn't.
Sneaky. Because she's...
She's incredibly hot.
Was she single at the time?
Yeah, she was. Yes. This was before Calvin.
You should have made a move.
I know.
Should have made your move, Taysen. You left it too late.
I even had a ring, but the X-Factor people didn't let me do it.
You could be the Calvin... Anyway.
Yeah. I'd be quite well off. I'd be away from these two.
But it must be hard dating a famous person.
It would be.
You know, always be like a Mr. You know, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't dated Taylor Swift. I haven't had a song written about me yet.
Awards, because Taylor's won so many awards. You guys have won heaps of country awards.
We have, and we are.
Surprisingly enough.
Yeah, we're nominated for a Golden Guitar.
Yeah, the Best New Artist.
I know.
Congrats, guys.
That's pretty crazy. So
when's that happening?
24th. Of January.
I don't know.
So later on this month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
later
Fantastic.
On.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in this morning. It's been great having you in studio. Of course, the album is out called Brothers Never Part, the new album from Brothers 3, with some covers, some originals. What songs are on there?
We've got
a quick glimpse of
A Little Lion Man, and we've got Hey Brother, like you just mentioned, Bee Gees Massachusetts, Sound of Silence, Simon & Garfunkel.
Yeah, I love that song as
So, yeah, we've got, there's some of the covers, and we've got a couple of new songs. Brothers Never Part is obviously on it. Mm-hmm. So we've covered a range of really age groups as well as genres. So we're really proud of what it's turned out to be.
And who's produced the album for you?
A guy called Matt Fell.
Okay.
And
who's he with?
Troy Cassidaly. More a country producer, but he's turned it really pop and
And Come On, the single, is also on it. That's
an original song?
It's one of the more pop songs that we've done, so it is an original. We wrote that one with a guy called Michael Fatkin.
Well, all the best for the album, guys.
Thank you so much.
Come back and see us again.
Of course.
Now, for all the information, you're on tour at the moment as well in January. So brothers3.com for all the info and the tour dates. Come on, come on, come on, come on to me. Come on, come on, come on, I got something better.
Hi guys, it's Shardon,
Tazer,
and McKieran,
and we are
Brothers 3,
listening to Melbourne's most uplifting music mix on Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.